Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Monday, April 8th, 2024, was written by Jan Nunn and is narrated by Judith Ann Anderson. Today's words of inspiration come from 1 Peter 3, 15 through 16. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Hear today's words of hope. How amazing it is to talk with complete strangers. Barb and I were selected to be two of the chairpersons for Dallas Blooms at the Arboretum this spring. Our job is to help people enjoy their visit to the Arboretum. We help them find what they are looking for and answer questions they have about the Arboretum. We had to learn a lot about the gardens that we had just taken for granted before. I had worked mostly in the house. People from everywhere come to see the beautiful tulips and cherry blossoms and azaleas during spring blooms. It is fun to help them take pictures of their group or to show them a special spot in the garden. God's amazing beauty is displayed in the garden all the year. It is displayed in the plants and also in the people who visit. I enjoy talking to people who visit. Hearing people's stories is wonderful. They come from all over the U.S. and even from foreign countries. Many are in Dallas for the first time. It is such fun to hear how they came to the Arboretum. I get to tell the story of the DeGoyer family when I'm a docent, and the story of the garden when I'm serving as one of the chairs of Blooms. But I am a docent for God also. I love it when someone asks me why I do the things I do. Why do you still try so hard to reach out to your family who are not okay with your being gay? God doesn't release me from giving unconditional love, even though some of my family refuses me unconditional love. Why do you buy so many groceries for Pack the Pantry? I feel so blessed. I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. I feel compelled to do all I can to help those who are food insecure. Why do you post a cheerful post on Facebook every day? When I joined Facebook, I saw a lot of good things, but also a lot that weren't so good. So I made it my mission to post something positive every day. How can you be joyful when our world is such a mess? God blesses me so much that the joy fills me to overflowing and it spills out. I can find and spread joy in my corner of the world. And my favorite, did you and Barb just decide to be happy? This was asked by a cousin I had not seen in 30 years. She knew my parents and one of my daughters wouldn't allow Barb to come to their house or see them. Yes, actually, we did just decide to be happy. We knew some friends and family would not accept us being gay. But we had already worked it out with God and were confident God was good with us just like we were. So we made our boundaries and knew there would be some issues and some sad times, but that we would live our life and be happy serving God and loving each other. It has worked well for 35 years of life together so far. For every friend or family member who disowned us or turned their back on us, God has given us many more. And when you get me going, I can tell you about my church sending school supplies overseas, or 500 pair of children's shoes to Afghanistan, and rescuing 100,000 pounds of food that went to feed those in need last year. I could go on and on about how my church does what Jesus would do. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Tell your story however you can. Let us pray. God of wonderful stories, help us tell our stories to those who need to know how you sustain us and fill us with your joy, even in a world full of turmoil.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope Daily Devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.